on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Sean Stevens is the Chief Research Advisor for FIRE. We'll just call it short for that, Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. What is coming out? What do you know? And how many people did you survey, Sean?
Every year we try to increase the number of campuses and the number of students we survey. So this year we ranked 257 campuses, at least one in all 50 states, and we surveyed a little over 68,500 undergraduate students.
Oh, that's a big undertaking. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it is.
So what did you find out?
What we found, I think the big takeaway is that the majority of schools in the country receive a failing grade from us because they don't even do the bare minimum to follow the First Amendment in terms of the policies that they outline and have on the books.
I think most people support free speech when it's the words they want to hear and not the words that oppose their thoughts.
Yeah, that's typically what now decades of research finds. Most people, it's like you ask them about free speech in the abstract. Is this important? Do you value it? You know, how important is this? And most people are like, oh, this is one of the most important things. Of course, I value it, and I would never, you know, infringe upon it at all. And then it's like, okay, what if this person said this? And then you see people very quickly be like, oh, yeah, no, they can't say that.
So are you talking about free speech in the form of protests on campuses or speakers they feature on campus or professors that speak out publicly?
It's that and more. The survey we administer to the students asked them kind of about their experiences and their attitudes about free speech. So their experiences on campus is how comfortable are you to express your views? Like, which topics do you find difficult? How often do you talk about? How often do you self-censor? What do you think of your administration? Would they protect your rights? And we also assess political tolerance in students in a couple ways. And so schools get a score on that, and that's kind of like the student perceptions bucket. And then we also bring in, I guess, what you would consider behavioral metrics. So we have a policy reform team at FIRE that evaluates the speech policies each school has on its books and whether they, you know, uphold the First Amendment or not. The majority of them don't actually are not in line with the First Amendment. And don't protect it. And then we also give out bonuses for adopting some additional policies that we think encourage free speech. And then we do factor in the outcomes of speech controversies that we track on campus. So we have different databases. One looks at speaker attempts to get speakers canceled. One looks at attempts to get mostly faculty, but we call it scholars under fire because it's not specifically professors. It could be postdocs. It could be other people who have a research position at the university, but they're kind of living the life of an academic. And we have a third one that tracks attempts to get students and student groups sanctioned. So all these things factor in. Schools can be penalized for bad outcomes. They can earn bonuses if they protect speech and you know, clearly explain why.
What are the topics that seem to cause the most controversy when it comes to free speech on college campuses?
Right now, the last 2 years, it's been, not surprisingly, Israel-Palestine. And then fairly consistently, what we've found over 6 years is abortion and transgender rights are also some of the most difficult topics.
And who in Chicago or what institutions in Chicago or in Illinois ranked high on your survey?
The University of Chicago ranks third overall and consistently ranks very well in our rankings. They've been number one a few times. I'd say this is like the top 25 in college football. Some schools are good, some schools aren't, right? But every year there's consistently, you know, a handful of schools that are always in the top 25. And, you know, some years they're number one, some years they're number three, some years they're number five. But the U Chicago is one of those schools for free speech.
And is there a difference in tolerance for conservative speakers versus progressive speakers?
we tend to see that students on most campuses are more allowing of the controversial progressive speakers compared to the conservative ones. But this was the first year that no speaker we asked about received 50% support from, you know, from the student bodies nationwide.
That's interesting. Don't you find that interesting?
Yeah.
No real consensus.
Troubling. Yeah, it's troubling and concerning for sure.
So people can go and check out the details and the study, right? Where would they find this?
Yeah, they find it at rankingsatthefire.org. It's we revamped the website, relaunched it, and it contains all the historical data as well. You can go there, compare, you know, look up a school, compare it to others, look up a state, look at all the schools in that state. Pretty valuable resource. And then I'd also encourage people to go to thefire.org, which is our main website, if you'd like to learn more about us as an organization.
And where is your organization based? Are you in Chicago?
No, we have our main office is in Philadelphia, and then we have a second office in Washington, D.C.
Okay, so fire.org.
Yeah.
Wow, you got that domain. That's pretty impressive, because I would have thought somebody would have captured that one a long time ago.
Yeah, no, well, it's thefire.org right now, but okay. It will soon also be fire.org. Like, we are actually getting that soon, too.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your info.
Thank you.
That's Sean Stevens, Chief Research Advisor for FIRE. It's the 2026 College Free Speech Rankings, thefire.org, if you want to see them for yourselves.